satisfy you.
So,
welcome to Nodcast, episode 274, part two.
No, it's part three.
Part three, yeah, because we had to ditch a short recording a little bit ago because I was going all robot. We are aware that there have been some audio issues.
We're trying
to fix this shit. Our stuff is old.
And busted.
Kind of busted. I mean, yeah. It's moved around for like at least 6 years. Because we got it after the burglary, and that was like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I think. So, yeah, this is stuff that's been moved and traveled with and all this stuff, and it's just wearing out. We want to get some new stuff. We'll get our Patreon stuff handled. And
soon.
And yeah. Okay. I'm Saverin.
I'm Shiva.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And we're Nodcast. Yay!
Oh!
So, yeah, last week we talked about Furry Fiesta, and we will do that again in a much more
abbreviated fashion. Yeah.
I had two staffers. They were both good. Thank you, Jack, and thank you, Blitzkrieg. You are very useful. You will be coming back next year. Yes.
I hope so. I can find out where you live.
Well, I can just ask our HR girl.
Oh, sick Lauren on her?
Yeah.
On them? Go, HR girl. Go.
I love that she's hug resources, yeah. HR. That's awesome.
Fetch.
She's like, I will hug you. Okay.
Until you are on staff.
Mm-hmm. That's her conversion hug.
It's like her mutant power.
Yep. It makes you want to be on staff for the furry con.
Yes. So I had a good time at Fiesta. I had to work the day job on Friday, so I wasn't here then. And one of our table helpers, Buck, ended up having to run cash office and other stuff for the con most of the weekend. So things were a little hectic and a little understaffed at the Fur Planet table, which doesn't usually happen. But everything worked out okay. We had a really we had a successful sales weekend. We rented what turned out to be a really nice suite. Like, they'd somehow upgraded us. We'd originally got the King Executive, and we ended up getting the Deluxe, which was like this 1,200 square foot, two level suite that had bottom was just couches and a TV and stuff, and upstairs had the bedroom, and there was a bidet in the bathroom, which was nice.
Fancy.
Yeah, totally washed my ass once on that. It's pretty cool. Also, the shower doubled as a wet sauna. That was one of the features I thought was pretty neat. So I sat in there for a while, and with the bar soap that they keep in there, it actually smelled really good, too. So it was really pretty cool. And we had parties in that room every night. We did a party for my birthday. We did a Fur Planet party. It's really any excuse to have a party.
Just come into the room, have a drink.
Yeah. Then we did an Oscars. Be careful with the
orange juice you drink.
Oh, yeah. We should tell that story. I don't think we actually told that.
What?
Last time. Okay, oh, so.
Yeah, so this was at our well,
on Saturday.
On Saturday. Okay, so we did an Oscars party Sunday. Saturday was just a party.
Saturday was basically, I was like, I've been around a whole bunch of furries. I'm going to get some orange juice. And I poured a full solo cup full of orange juice. It was an orange juice bottle.
Yes.
I poured a full cup, iced it, you know, and I was like, this is odd. And
he gave me a taste of it, and I agreed. Yeah, it tastes a little pineapple-y.
Yeah, and I just thought it was shitty cheap orange juice that didn't have a lot of added sugar. Because orange juice without added sugar doesn't taste that great. And about a third of the way through, I was like, I think this is adulterated. And I didn't stop drinking it.
And you don't drink that much anymore.
And between my diet and my weight loss surgery, my alcohol tolerance is nil.
Yeah.
So I went from standing to kind of leaning against the table to just kneeling. Mm-hmm. And then with my – just kind of leaning there like, I am really drunk. And – just
so what had happened? Did somebody just
basically jump? Buck had mixed up whatever he called it.
So
it was like what?
Saverin's sitting there like, I don't know what's with this orange juice. And Tyrion comes over and says, oh, honey, there's not a drop of orange juice in that bottle. That's Buck's special punch. And you're like, oh, what's in it? And it's like pineapple juice, rum, and vodka or something.
Yeah, and there's like whipped cream vodka. It
tasted really good.
Triple sec and...
But there wasn't a single fucking drop of orange juice in it. There was pineapple juice, but yeah, that was it.
It looks like orange juice.
You know.
It kind of tasted like shitty orange juice.
Yeah.
And I drank the whole glass, and I ended up having to sleep on your suite's couch. Because I was like, I'm not driving home.
Yeah.
I'm going to crash on your couch, Tieran. Excuse me. And then I woke up at 7, went back home, showered, and cleaned up my act, and then got back in time to open my game room. And so I was running on like 4 hours sleep.
Oh, man.
On Sunday, on teardown day.
Oh.
I didn't get to bed until like at least 1 o'clock that night.
That was after you had to take your sister home, right?
Yeah.
In that shit.
In the shit. So I was up for like 20 hours on 4 hours sleep.
And some of that was drunk.
1,000% con adrenaline on Sunday.
Jesus.
And I didn't get sick. I did not get con cred.
Not many people got con cred this year. A couple people did, but not a lot.
You know what happened? Buck's special punch killed all the fucking germs in your body at that point.
They purged it with alcoholic fire. Yeah.
Thanks, Buck.
Like, I saw Simba got a cold, and there was, like, one other person that got a cold. But that's... Other than that, there's been remarkably little con crud that went through. Though I know a bunch of staff was already on antibiotics from crud they had weeks before and were over and we just had...
Taking them vitamin C gummies.
Yeah. We need to just set those up in con ops, like shots, you know, the little ketchup things, and you just put two, and staffers just come in and take vitamins.
Yeah.
That way they're not digging in the bottles.
Yeah, take your two, move along.
Like the way they serve the mental pills in, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, they give them the little cup.
To be fair, we could do something like that where you just have emergency water... Like the emergency packets.
Yeah.
And you just put it a little bit in like a Dixie cup. Then people come in, add a little water, knock it back.
I can just see like one of those like 5 gallon Gatorade containers just full of mixed up emergency juice.
To be fair, it would probably not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
But do it like pre-made so that people aren't digging into containers.
Yeah.
Grind up some vitamin C and snort it.
Well, that's what emergency is.
Burn.
Yeah. But burn with health.
Yeah. But I had a bunch of my brony friends that show up from various corners of the fandom.
It's actually pretty cool.
They had a lot of fun. I've convinced one of them to try to start up a music station or to curate podcasts and furry music.
Cool.
Onto a single station so that people could catch various shows throughout the week. And that's actually something I'm going to be helping him with once he gets back on his feet. Is trying to aggregate a bunch of the furry podcasts out there onto a single channel.
So had any of these bronies been to a furry con before?
No. My friend Silver, he's a brony, runs Ponyville Live. It's a radio station that has lots of the various fandom subgenre music on it. And he's been interested, and he's friends with a bunch of furries, me and, Zentra and a bunch of other folks that he's met over the course. And he just wanted to come up and see. And he had a ton of fun. And he's like, I could totally get into this. I'm like, good, good, good. Come to the fur side.
I wouldn't recognize him visually, but did he come by my table?
Probably. Big dude, about 6 foot tall, short hair, big dude.
Mm.
That's a lot of people at Furry Fiesta though. So, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But he came, the con chair of the Houston Pony Con came up and had a fun time, grand old time.
Great.
Had a couple other folks that,
oh gosh, I'm sorry.
some pony guy who moved down to Texas from Minnesota or whatever and just ended up coming as well. It's like, hey, I heard you like help out here, so I'm gonna come check it out. Oh, well, welcome. This is the other con I run.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I have
a much smaller role here.
Yeah.
So it was cool. Lots of crossover folks.
Yeah. One of us. I like that, like appreciating other fandoms and still having a good time and stuff.
And, you know, they engaged and had, they went to some of the panels. Apparently there was some really good ones, and they had fun, which is good because, you know.
Yeah.
Furry is more or less eternal. Pony, not so much. But hey, we got
Furry is eternal.
Okay, furry's been around since the 1970s.
Yeah. All praise the furry.
And we've just had an 11-month hiatus on ponies, and it's going to come back. Actually, BabsCon weekend.
Oh,
so that's nice. Whether or not the hotels have Discovery Family is a question. But that's cool. We've actually had that information released today, so all that fandom is just like, oh, yay, new content.
We
don't have to kill each other anymore.
So Big Jim Miller's tweet about there was a chemical leak 2 blocks from the studio, so we're going to have to delay season 5 for 2 more years was not accurate.
Thankfully. Well, like, he's joked about, it's like, oh, we had a power outage. Looks like season 5's pushed back to fall 2016. And he started getting real snippy with folks. Like, if you ask me that again, I'm going to block you. It's just like, you know what? I'm tired of your shit, fanboy. Get out. I'm not telling you.
Asking will not get a response. It'll be announced far and wide.
Pony will come back when it comes back. Deal with it.
Yeah.
You know what? You tell them, fuck them. The Doctor Who fandom went 16 years between episodes.
Yeah, that's true. But at least I can say that, you know, after the Doctor Who TV movie, they didn't actually have, like, it's in the works, guys. It's in the works.
Well, you know what's fucked up, though, is in 1989, when the last episode of the classic series aired, the BBC never actually came out and said Doctor Who is canceled. They just didn't make an announcement about it being renewed. So for like 90 and 91, for the fans around at that time, it was this limbo. Like, they were like, is it coming back? The BBC's not saying anything. Sylvester and Sophie were like, they haven't talked about our contracts or what we're doing there, so we don't know. They just
kind of dropped it.
Yeah, they just kind of dropped it. Because the last time, they had tried to cancel it in 1985, and there had been, like, a nationwide outcry. Save the Doctor. Celebrities did one of those group albums, which had a horrible song on it and such. But, it hit the papers. And it was like, you know, BBC tries to axe Doctor in an evil plot and stuff like that, the way it was put. So they didn't want to deal with all that fan the outrage. Drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just didn't say anything.
See, they can't get away with that nowadays.
No, you really could.
And see, that's kind of the thing is, like, everyone knew that there was a new season in the works, but they had no date and no indication of when, because it was like 6 months, and then it was 9 months, and now it's 11 months. So it's getting longer between the seasons, and people didn't, like, when is it going to happen?
Yeah.
What's the bookend? Now it's looking like BabsCon will be at the very start of the season, and Nightmare Nights will be the very end of the season. Very convenient, that.
It's almost like we planned it that way. We went up to Vancouver and had secret meetings with the DHX staff. But we totally didn't, I swear.
Yep. So, Fiesta was great. My parents did really well. They were very happy.
Good. Yeah, I'm really happy that they had a good weekend. They deserve a good, positive show.
Yeah, they said it was like one of their best shows they had in years.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to try to maybe pull a couple strings and get them into the Artist Alley at Akon. They got their application in, and I helped them get that done. So they're trying to see if they can't get their product into Akon.
Mm. Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
It would be. And, like, the product they make sells really well to the furry crowd. And they sell really well in general, but people come to these cons with money to spend.
Yeah.
And so they don't blink at their product prices, which aren't high. Like, they're not commiserate to the amount of work in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Those Trees of Life, she sells for like 40, 45, take her an hour to make. But anyways, so they're looking at that and hoping they can get in. because their product's pretty unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really related to anime or whatever, but it's crafts and whatever. And
at the same time, it's not related to furry either, but it does just fine at Furry Fiesta.
Yeah, so. Basically, I just, like, a while back, the chairwoman of Akon had said, hey, because she came to Fiesta 1 year. She also came to Nightmare Nights last year before we were related to them. And they saw my parents, like, you should totally apply at the Artist Alley. So I'm going to be like, hey, there's this people that have applied. They're my parents. You should poke some people.
Can you give me
give me a hookup here. Nepotism. Backroom deals.
Mm.
Sex scandals. No, sex scandals. None of that.
Pony sex scandals. The last stallion in Equestria with balls.
Oh, God.
So speaking of cons, though, we are having a local con here Memorial Day weekend that is the Dallas Fan Expo. And there are now 4 Doctor Who guests that are going to be at it.
There's also, what, Nathan Fillion's there, too?
Tara Strong, too.
I was not done talking.
I was going to say Go ahead, Fuzz. You have the talking branch.
Yes, Nathan Fillion. There's like 2 or 3 Alan Tudyk. Yeah.
I'm actually kind of more excited about Alan than... I mean, it's back and forth between Nathan and Alan.
I heard that Alan actually has family in Plano. Like, he's from around here. But it is Rose, Amy, and Clara are all going to be there, and a 7th Doctor.
Neat.
And I need a picture of Fez with the 7th Doctor, and I need a picture of Rory with Amy. to continue that little trend with the boys.
The life cycle.
Yes. So it's like I'm going to have to go to that now.
Twist your arm.
Yeah. Well, and that'll be, and I'm also doing a Doctor Who Con in April. I believe it's the 3rd or last week of April. I think it's in Irving. It's at the Irving Convention Center.
Huh.
And it is, Colin Baker is there, Nicola Bryant, who played Perry. So that's 6th Doctor and Perry. And also Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery from Big Finish. And Nicholas Briggs also does the voices of the Daleks, the Cybermen.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So Teal and I are actually getting a room out there, and we're going to go to the whole weekend out there. So
nice.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So, you know, FYI, the Dallas area locals that like Doctor Who, that's all coming down.
There's this a ton summer. Of cons that, like, I don't know about that are happening. I think I saw Teal talking about some gaming con.
Yeah, Gamer Nation Con, which I believe was Reaper Con before, is this weekend. Maybe it's not Reaper Con. Maybe it's just the group that does the Dallas Games Marathon, is doing a con. Yeah, yeah. Rikoshi is in town for it this weekend, actually. Oh, cool. So we're going to try to get together with him for dinner at some point. But yeah, he and Teal go up to that, and they participate in a Star Wars game that's run by the Order 66 podcast crew.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And next week is AllCon.
That's right. Oh,
it's next week too?
Yeah.
So this weekend is North Texas Irish Festival, which I love. Weekend after that is...
Is that still in Addison?
No. What? North
Texas AllCon? Irish Festival?
No, that's down at the fairgrounds.
Oh, I thought it used to be at the...
Yeah, it used to be in Addison, in the area where it used to have Taste of Addison.
Yeah, maybe a long time ago.
Oh, I thought it was a couple years ago, but no, I remember 5 or 6 years ago going to it at the fairgrounds.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
Well, that was there. Yeah. All badges at the time. I remember that distinctly.
Oh, God.
So that's this weekend. All cons next weekend. There's like a whole bunch of like weekend events because it's spring and it's nice to do stuff outside in Dallas.
Yeah.
In spring.
For the most part.
For the most part, yes.
We've had
snow.
Yeah. Thankfully, it's not stuck around. It pops up, drops its big white load all over us, and then melts away.
It was really something today because like 4 feet of snow last night, and by this afternoon, noon, 1 o'clock, it was basically gone. It basically melted already.
Yeah.
Except for patches.
Just bukkake'd all over the place, and then but it only dipped below like 25, mm-hmm. and got right back above freezing at like 10 a.m.
Yeah, but I mean it was enough fucked up that that our office was closed this morning. So
Panther's office was closed too.
Yeah,
so mine too.
And
cool.
My sister's store closed early last night, mm-hmm. and I had her take a personal day because I was like, I ain't fucking driving, getting you there at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because my car was just had a crap load of snow around it.
But Tessa had to be at work at like 7 a.m. It's like apparently customers were like banging down the door.
Oh, well, yeah, it's crazy old people that shop there. And he's like a rather important section manager.
I know, but he was like...
Not that his section would be receiving anything.
Yeah, but he was like, you know, I'm considered essential personnel and I have to be there. And I'm like, unless you're a fucking paramedic or a firefighter, I don't think you need to go to work.
Yeah. I know he didn't die because he's been playing Words with Friends with me today.
Oh, okay, good. Words, unless they're all like pain, broken, death.
Skull, haunting.
Compound fracture. How did you spell that on Words with Friends?
That's like 700 words, 700 points, son of a bitch. It was from one triple word to the other.
So do we want to take a quick break, make sure to pod... is recording well.
And then we'll get to the emails.
All right. We'll be right back with emails.
And hey, do we have a song?
I don't know.
We might have a song. We'll see.
For you, and oh.
All right, and that was Oil on My Lips by Pepper Coyote off his new album, Transition. You can find more of his music at www.lookleft.us. You can find him on Twitter at Pepper Coyote, on FA under Pepper Coyote. He's also playing shows at Biggest Little Fur Con, MCFC, I'm not sure which con that is, Furthermore, and FA United. So check your local con listings and maybe be able to catch him in person. I thought he put on a hell of a show at Furry Fiesta, so if you get the opportunity to see him, do so. Because, hey, the more gold I can get while just doing shit means that I can click through things faster. Because it's a stupid little game that just runs in the background and it gets big numbers. And, I don't know. It's like Cookie Clicker, but with cutesy little RPG monsters.
I'm really glad that you're accomplishing something. And we're back.
Yes, we're back. Clicker Heroes is a silly waste of time. Kind of like Cookie Clicker.
Yes.
But not like Clicker. Oh, that's really hard to say.
What?
Clit Clicker.
You know,
it should be like the porno version.
Then you have like various things that help you click the clits faster and you meta click. Anyways.
That's right. You take finger steroids so that you can flick the bean faster.
Well, I think after a certain point. Yeah, you get your Hitachi magic wand to level 1,000, and it just vibrates the woman through the plane.
You're like hooking it up to a car battery and shit.
Shit catches fire, yo.
Eventually, it becomes a Hitachi magic lightsaber.
God. We've got emails. We have some emails from last week that didn't get read. Most of the emails you read last week were basically con reports, and they've been deleted, so we don't have them anymore. Sorry. But thank you for writing in, and we do have a few left over, and we have some new ones for this week.
Yay.
So I will just...
And they're not all about just how bad our audio quality has been.
We only had two of those, and this recording should be a lot better. We've just had to figure some shit out.
Gotta figure some shit out, man. It's okay.
All right. Figure it out.
I poured a shitload of Wellbutrin into the podcast box, and it seems to be feeling a little bit better now.
Yeah, it's really leveled out.
Yes.
All right. So this one is called Relationship Trigonometry. This one's fairly long. Hello there, canines and couch. I come to you with a problem a close friend of mine is facing, looking for advice to help him out. My friend, let's call him P, is a manager at a local fast food joint. He has been good friends with a coworker of his, let's call her C, not for cunt, and has helped her through a rough relationship with her abusive boyfriend over the last 3 or so years. That whole time, she had been telling P that she liked him more than a friend and would date him if she wasn't tied to her ex, who she had moved in with and who had no way of moving out until recently. Well, finally, C and her ex broke up, and much to P's dismay, she told him she didn't actually like him in a romantic or even sexual way, but has offered him a pity sex whenever he wants, an offer he has refused to take up. P has taken this pretty hard, but still wants to be with her after investing so much time, money, and emotion into this girl. Now let's add the other part to this triangle into the mix. Before chasing after C, P had a crush and fling with another girl called R. R used P for his car and money to take her places, and even accused him of rape at one point, almost getting him taken to court before admitting he was just lying. What a bitch. P has a slightly masochistic... What,
would you say that she was a cunt?
Yes, okay. But she's R, okay. So...
She's a right cunt!
A right cunt! Oh. P has a slightly masochistic love for these women that hurt him and has been fawning over R for years after this event that had transpired, and she was still using him for his things. When he started getting close to C, he drifted away from R more and more, finally seeming to get over her. But now that he's been stabbed in the back, he's torn between these two chicks who don't seem to care about him at all. My friend hasn't listened to any of me and my friends telling him he needs to leave both these chicks behind, and I hope that hearing you guys' opinion on the matter will help him come to his senses. Yours truly, Razan the Griffin. P.S. Keep making a fantastic show, you guys. You're doing great work. Yo. Hey. Buddy. P. You're getting fucked over by two chicks at the same time, and you're not a millionaire. Ditch them.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting fucked over, not the good way. This is not a good threesome situation.
You have a chick that accused you of rape before recanting that could have got you sent to prison for a long-ass time.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck her with a cactus, not literally, though, because that would be rape. And the chick that's just been using you for as an emotional crutch, like, that's a real bitch move to do, too, especially if she's like, oh, well, I don't want you, but I'm going to offer you pity sex. No, do not pass go, do not collect pity sex. Take your little car and drive off the Monopoly board. You do not want anything to do with either of these people's vaginas.
But I picked the dog.
What?
Well, I'm sorry you have bad taste. Oh. I bet you also play the shoe.
No, because there's only one of them, and I have 2 feet.
Yeah, well, seriously. So that's my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disregard these bitches. Right. Acquire currency.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to your friend. Listen to your friend Billy Zane. He's a cool dude. All right.
Do you have anything to add, Shiva?
Nope.
Okay.
Disregard females, acquire currency.
Hey.
At least these females.
Wait, okay, who wants to go next? I guess I'll read this one. I don't know how to handle this. Okay. Hello again, Notcast. I hope you had a good fiesta, and from the strings of Twitter posts I've been following, I'm looking forward to hopefully attending TFF one of these days when schedule and funds permit. So, yay, it'd be nice to see you there. I've been doing pretty well, but I really wish I could say the same for a friend of mine from high school. She's currently a junior and 16, and I keep in touch with her pretty regularly. She's also been amazing company, really upbeat and enthusiastic with a hilariously wrong sense of humor. She's also very sensitive and shy at times, and unfortunately she's had some shit happen to her as of late as well as in the past. She tells me small details about middle school with a lot of pronouns. Most of them involve some sort of assault or battery to her person, and one account included her being sexually violated when she was in the sixth grade. She came to her mother after this incident, and her mom has since trapped her at home, not letting her go out or spend any time with her friends. The prickly parts come to this date because she lives in a neighborhood that's very close to her old middle school, occasionally runs into people who bullied her to disastrous effect. The thing that bothers me most is that she's too afraid of her mom to report anything or even talk about her experiences to anyone, and she has such a level of self-loathing that even though she trusted me enough to talk about some things, I try to tell her that she's in the right, but she gets afraid of calling any sort of mediator or law enforcement on her behalf. On Tuesday, I was endlessly distressed to hear that a student who had known her in middle school had attacked and sexually assaulted her. Fortunately, it doesn't seem like there's any chances of pregnancy, because while she didn't say much, she said that he did apparently pull out and run away.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Not 100% pregnancy, but I'd definitely get checked out for that either way. Her mother knows none of this, and while the woman is overprotective, I can't comprehend why my friend still ends up being a literal punching bag. She's a bit of a mess with self-esteem. This has caused my friend's grades to suffer, which just makes things worse. She's pretty severely overweight, but she's one of the sweetest people I've ever met, and I feel enraged and upset about her misfortune. My question is this: should I do anything? She seems terrified of me trying to contact law enforcement or protective services, and I don't understand how she can just sit there and let this kind of shit happen to her. I dearly want to help her, but I seriously don't know what to do because her mother is incredibly tense and overprotective. Her older brother has Down syndrome and receives the majority of her family's meager income, and I don't know what would happen to her if I got any sort of investigation involved because she'd hate me for it. You can read this on air or not. I realize this is a rather heavy subject matter. I love your podcast, and I await your advice. Shoji Tiger.
Holy shit.
Yeah, seriously. Holy shit.
For one thing, like, if you're worried about her hating you because you were going to do the right thing and try to help her, then you might just have to deal with her hating you.
Yeah,
because that is definitely going to be more in her best interest. And that's the kind of thing, like, when you tell a friend they're fucking up and they don't want to hear it, then, like, years later, they're like, whoa, I really was a fuck up, and I'm sorry I blew you off. you know, people come around in the long run.
And it basically, it comes down to you. I mean, think on, do you rather have her hate you, or would you rather have her get raped again?
Yeah, like, if she's told you she was raped, and, like, you don't do anything about that, that's pretty fucked up. Even if you think she'll hate you, that's not something you can't just, like, let slide.
At the same time, I'm like, he should probably, I mean, maybe talk to her mother about it, because legally, there's nothing he can do.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
Can't, he can't press charges because he wasn't directly the victim.
Yeah.
So,
and
you can
She's a minor. You know, you probably could report that a minor had been assaulted, and whoever did it, I mean, hopefully that would be some kind of trouble from some kind of authorities. But, you know, she's under her parents' care until she's at least 18. I'm leaning towards telling her parents, even if they are.
Okay, and also here's the thing: is like her parents are overprotective. This girl got raped. She just got raped. I mean, yeah, they're overprotective, but holy shit, she needs a little bit more protection than what she's got.
Unless her parents are like actually beating her or abusing her themselves. If the mom's just being overprotective, then she needs to know.
Yeah.
That her minor child got sexually assaulted.
Yeah, this is not like... Maybe her family's really fucked up and they're like, oh, you know, you were the victim blamer or something. But even then, I mean, that's no excuse not to be like, look, this happened to me and I would like your help, parental figure.
Mm-hmm. You know? And it's just like, if her mom's acting overprotective... It sounds like she might have a fucking reason. Yeah. I mean, her daughter just got
And was raped in the past.
I mean,
as well.
Wouldn't you be really fucking protective of your daughter if she got raped in sixth grade?
Hell, if that was that's probably the genesis of that entire situation.
I mean,
overprotectiveness due to that. I mean, I mean, we don't know, and we only have the information that's in this email to go from. But this is definitely something that needs to be brought to the parents' attention.
I mean, is this just not a good neighborhood? I mean, by the sound of it. You know, I'm just...
It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Very.
And, you know, if her parents aren't helping her, I mean, she could, you know, she could basically see social services or something like that. But, I mean, that might be a difficult sell because it sounds like, you know, like a lot of people in that situation, she just wants to forget it happened.
Head down, forget it happened. Mm-hmm. And just...
Which is not an uncommon reaction in that situation.
So...
Yeah. What a fucked up email.
Yeah, sorry to hear that about your friend.
We're not upset with you. We're upset at the situation.
Yeah, I hope things work out for her.
Majorly. So. Okay. I'm not sure what more to tell except maybe encourage your friends, you know, stand up for her, encourage her to do whatever she needs to do to protect herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So.
Do you want to hit this con report and fun fact?
Sure. Let's see. Dear Notcasters, it's been a while, but I think I may as well send in my con report for Arizona FurCon. If the first year of AFC was great, the year two will prove nigh impossible to beat in the upcoming years. Trick, the ringleader of the con, walked around when she wasn't desperately needed. She really cares about the Arizona furry community, and it shows. The guests I anticipated most were Uncle Kage and two, the Ranting Griffin. I caught two at the wrong time, so I can't fairly judge our interactions. Kage, however, was amazing and is the most down-to-earth celebrity I've ever met. Friday, I had an absolutely amazing time, ending in a game of Cards Against Humanity that I will not soon forget. On Saturday, I spent most of the time going from fun-slash-funny experience to another, getting to see Kage's Story Hour and Two's comedy show. They were brilliant, and Two did the show unprepared, making for some hilarity later on in the show. Sunday was relaxing and made for a good end to the fun. On another note, while I was listening to the previous episode, T-1 week, and remembered an outrageous fact while you guys were talking about crazy dicks. Apparently, there's a species of octopus that has evolved the ability for the males to remove their own genitals and give them to the female. They then regrow said organs over a period of time and go on to the next. And with that bombshell, best wishes, Neo Malik. here. Well, and like a bouquet of dicks.
Yes.
I guess being a female-to-male transgendered octopus is not a problem.
Here, just look.
Just get a spare penis from an octopus that doesn't need it.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing the weird dick story with us. You know
what? I'll just grow another. It's all right.
Yeah, like actually,
I got a spare.
The animal kingdom is so fascinating with how it handles shit like that. So.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, hey, Pepper apparently got my tweet.
Yeah, I just saw he has Dropboxed as a file.
Oh, excellent.
Yep, cool.
Yeah, I just tweeted at him.
Oh, and Pepper is playing shows at Biggest Little FurCon, Motor City FurCon, Furthermore, and FA United this year. So check your local listings. So if you're going to be at any of those cons, catch Pepper Coyote performing live.
He was really awesome. I saw him in opening ceremonies at Fiesta, and it was really phenomenal. You can actually, if you go out on YouTube, there's a recording of him just doing his little, I think it was Wild Bill TX, that guy, recorded it and put it out. I think it was him.
Cool.
I could be wrong. So you could see his entire little opening ceremonies performance. It was really neat. I was glad to meet him.
Cool. So, Savern, if you want this super long one, you read that. I'm going to take a nap.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at... He sent us two of them. One on Sunday, one today. And I'm trying to discern which one I should read.
Oh, are they the same with just like an addendum?
Think so. I think he basically just took out the parts in red that he provided us.
I think just read the second
Either
one.
Either that or the red got stripped out when he forwarded it.
It said the first one, the new one is updated, so I'd just read that one and scrap the other one.
Yeah, I'll read that one instead.
Well, those red parts, that wording is still in the second one, but it's not red anymore.
Oh. Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go with the first one then.
Okay.
Because they seem to be the same, more or less.
Okay.
All right. This titled, Two Issues Slightly Tied Together, But Both Causing Issues. Hi, Notcast. I'm a new listener and slowly working through the backlog of episodes right now. I'm on 176, which was posted almost 3 years ago, but who's counting? We are. Mm-hmm. I have a subject line that says two questions, one dealing with sexuality and the other one dealing with family and school, college level school. Answer one or both or none, and just talk about something random altogether. You know, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Hi.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for giving us permission to not.
Issue one, sexuality. So I'm male, just turned a mighty young 22. I'm just now questioning the world. Why so late in the game and not 13, 14, or even 19? Well, good for us, that is easy. My family has broken apart. You see, my world is set up around a family of four, mom, dad, sister, and me. We lived a good military life, my father being what he was. I was raised and accepted what my parents told me is true and why. So when I was raised, parents saying sex isn't important, a relationship could happen... Should it happen when you have a career and not when you have a job, I kind of went with it and never thought about it. Yes, this does include the whole hormones and stuff, and being male, my hand was kind of always exploring. Not masturbating. My father was strict and once caught me during these, and instead of understanding, slapped me in the face and started yelling at me. At this time, a new rule was put in place that started at age 12 and continued until 20. No doors are ever to be closed or locked. This includes going to the bathroom, changing, and sleeping.
Ew.
The fuck? So yes, he succeeded in destroying that part of what was natural to humans. Father also believed in what I know was mental attacks, to where he would during any random shower walk in and just start talking bad about me, always in the same order. He would start with how fat I was and should be ashamed if I'm liked by anyone, how I should wear a bra and shouldn't be in the men's changing room, when he would move to my grade being C+ or crappy and I won't be able to find a job, and finally landing on how superior he was at 12 with A+ grades, skinny and fit. This was my whole middle school and high school with my father. No birds and bees, no teachings and flirting, no teachings on how to act right and be nice. No, instead it was kill the self-esteem of a young boy. Utter bullshit. Anyways, it did make him mad once extremely. A female who was a great friend asked me if I liked anyone. Me being me, raised, never gave this any idea, never even considered this, but I said her, she was happy with this, and I got happy, but not sure I was happy. Anyways, I told my father this, and he was pissed and glared at me so hard his face still... His face is still carved in my head. It was head lifeless if we were the same height, and he looked through me and beyond. It was blind rage filled to the brim that a breath could have meant a slap hard enough to cause tooth damage. The following months, nothing happened with me and her. I think we did hug once, but I never knew what else, so she broke it off. So he graduated a virgin with only one girlfriend ever and still, to this day, don't understand a lot about relationships. He's 21 in college first semester and started talking to a guy who's a furry. 2 days later, we started a role play. He other furry noticed. The guy didn't know anything about role playing. Gave us pointers. Fast forward 3 months, we kind of bond and we talk every day and found out we're about 20 minutes away. And thus, naturally, both kind of said, yes, we have feelings for each other. Whoops. Now for the kicker, my family had to move, and now went from 20 minutes to about 16 hours. No, we never saw each other in person, only in photos. We still talk now, but I'm kind of having a harder time talking to him because of the distance. I'm male, he's male. That's called gay, and I like him. Is that wrong? No, I don't think so. So I'm gay, but the idea of sex with a male is very distasteful, but he is cute. But he is male, so not so cute. Etc. Every time I think of him other than another male furry, my mind destroys any idea of him, and it goes on a sex is bad, no sex, no sex. Let's see. You were raised in an incredibly repressed, sex-negative household to the point you couldn't masturbate and had no privacy, so the fact that sex is icky to you is kind of makes sense.
Mm. Yeah.
In a fucked up way.
Mm.
So what's up? I've come to terms with, yes, everyone has sex, but sex is okay. But with him or any male, and even sometimes females, my mind killed itself. Side note, I never had internet until 21 and only for school projects, so no real porn except for breaking the parental lock on the TV. Advice, please. Holy shit, son. Get out from under your parents' heels after you finish college and go experience life. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You are like one of those poor homeschool kids that's lived in a trailer your entire life, and then you get thrust out into the real world, and holy shit, scary.
And also, you're going to have a real, when it comes to your sexuality and what you need, that's going to be a lot of thinking and a lot of digesting once you can get into a situation where you can go over it yourself.
I mean, for fuck's sake, you told your dad you liked a chick and he looked like he was going to kill you, according to your email here. So you don't have, and this is not your fault, but you probably have no concept of what a healthy sexuality is.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that, like, you are legit going to need some, like, professional fucking help. If you're going to college, there's going to be, like, a sex health or, like, a counseling center that you should avail yourself of as quickly as you can just to try to get up to speed.
Well, there's more to this.
Yeah, there's more to this, and let me.
Yeah, that's
issue two school. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's more. Keep going.
I'm a college furry going to Rose State College in Oklahoma. Who was
teachers
was going? Oh,
yeah. Keep going.
Fuck. And everything about how much they wanted to teach the students, amazing. It's not high in school. Not everyone joined school. It did require a 2.75 GPA minimum and an SAT score of something. Either way, I proved to my father and myself that at age 20 I could go to school. Now, my father's military because of his position, and we can't be told a lot. He abused this and destroyed our whole family. He said that he was going to the Middle East to maintain the things that he maintains here in America so the information could be passed along faster. His tour was for a year, and over this year, he sent photos of the base bombed, people injured, bombs hidden everywhere, buildings broken, and things like that. Well, no. He was in the Middle East, but was with some girl fucking at a base. He was only meant for 3 months, but he requested extensions for testing stability. His photos were fake. The emotions he felt during every phone call were fake. All of it was fake. So when he returned, my parents got a divorce. I went with my mother to Texas. Now I want to go to college. Now I go to a wannabe college down the street that only built their first real building in this city due to the donation that made up 8/9 of the cost. The teachers don't care what happens in class. Anyone who wants, even with no high school graduation, can go. I even had a teacher who was a student in just the next level. Like, a student taught English, but I was taking English 2.
English 1, but I was taking English 2.
Huh. The school is a joke and cost 2 times what I paid in Oklahoma. The income from the only job I found makes up a third of the other thing, third being mom and child issue. Issue is I'm starting to be depressed, and I know it. Everything I wanted and needed to further myself is gone, or in other terms, request unpaid day home from work.
Wait,
I missed a line.
Yeah.
And I know it. Everything I wanted and needed to further myself is gone. Now I'm stuck with a crappy job and a crappy school, and the nearest fur is 3 hours away, or in other terms, request unpaid day off from work to visit, I guess. It sucks here. I'm lonely. No one knows anything beyond the church and basketball. I miss OKC or more. I miss going to school with a part-time job that doesn't require me to have my feet ran over with 900 pounds every night. I want to leave now, but leaving my mother and sister, sister is 15, mother 42, and last job when she was 26, 28, would be a third less in income. What options do I have? I'm going crazy thinking if I want a future, if I want to accept where I am, I'm ending my future, but I move forward, my mother and sister's future will end. Help. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's like you're going on about that. I was like,
if you're going to college, well, no, you're fucked. Kind of. Let's see. That idea about you should avail yourself about your school doesn't even have that. Another email is very long, and I actually have one more issue dealing with my sister. As she matures, I'll let you first play with these first two for right now. Email if something is just crazy or need more details. That was a long email. So I'll let you guys talk for a little bit.
Wow. Yeah.
So over to you, Shiva.
I'm just thinking, it's like, well,
I don't know where to start.
Yeah, it's like, so... Your dad has, like, fucked you over, like, 47 ways from Sunday.
Right. So your dad's a total shitbag. Ignore him and everything he says and any influence that he's had on your life. Because it sounds like nothing positive happened from it. And, you know, I don't have any contact with my dad. It doesn't define you. You know, it's not going to fuck up your life or anything. So just...
it's not going to fuck it up any more than it already has.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't worry about it. So... and yeah, you have, like Savard said, I mean, you understandably have some sexuality issues. That's something to work out. But the rest of the situation, yeah, you're in a shitty situation right now. You are still young though, at least. A lot of kids your age are in a really shitty situation. And shit does eventually get better. You just have to make a plan for how to accomplish that with the means that you have to hand.
And it might have to be that with your mom in the tight spot that she is and your sister who is 15, but it sounds like a little while, it may have to be with what your dad has done to just pitch in and get everything stable and then look beyond that means. I mean...
Yeah, because, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, your sister will be able to get a job soon. And your mom probably needs to get a job, too.
And take a look at that college. I mean, if it is that much and it's not that good, make sure it's accredited. And there are state programs that you can look at that's, you don't have to physically go to a college. If you've got an online access, there's a lot of online schooling you can do. That doesn't mean it's that shitty college, you know. Yeah. There's, I think, UNT and a bunch of others that offer, you know, online courses. And it might have to be through that if this school is that bad for that much money.
Yeah.
So.
Because, seriously, you know, there's a certain point where, like, I mean, how far along in school were you? I mean, is there a community college in the area? Can you get a two-year?
He's going to a community college.
Okay, so you looked that up.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to out his location or anything, but I'm also basing it on the information that he provided.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean...
That's not a high-end state school if it's like that.
Yeah.
But
it might be a situation where the better situation, honestly, is to get your feet under you, pause school for a little bit, get everybody working, get everybody resettled.
Get them everybody with an income and make sure that you've got house and home stabilized first and then school. I had to do that. I don't know how many other people had to look towards taking care of their, you know, their food, their car, their whatever until. And, you know, keep work where you're at for a little while. And then nose around for something better. And you just kind of keep going through life upgrading. And wherever you're at, do the best that you can do. And hopefully, you know, someone will notice and you'll move up. And that's pretty much all, you know.
All you can do, really.
So.
You know, give me just a sec here. I'm trying to look up something for him.
All right. So, I mean, Yeah, the wall, the email was a wall of text, but I mean, you do have some legit issues there, OP.
I really mean, do.
You've got a fucked up younger teenage years. You're like, you're 22, and you've missed out on basics of human sexuality thanks to your dad. So fuck him with a rake.
And then he's gone and throws it all away to bang a chick.
Yeah.
After all these years of sex is bad, okay, he goes and fucks a chick on a base and ruins everything.
And results in you ending up in a different state at a shitty school in what essentially is fucking nowhere.
And it sounds like just kind of scraping by.
So, I mean, it's some shit.
Okay. Well, Fuzz looks up that.
Okay, it looks like they are accredited.
Good. Well,
that's good. Is it a state school? Is it a community college?
It's a junior college.
Oh. Shit can't be that expensive. I mean, Dallas County is...
I don't know if he was long enough in the state when he started to get the residence rate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be part of the reason why it's so much more expensive, because he might have been paying in-state tuition in Oklahoma, and now he's paying out-of-state tuition at this new place, which is usually 3 to 4 times more expensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And usually it's, what, 6 months residency before you get the in?
Probably. Look into that.
And it may be, if that's the reason why you're paying so much, it might pay to pause 6 months, get your Texas residency, you might get a cheaper rate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, when we had the apartment up off Frankfurt.
Yeah, I remember this issue.
We were in Dallas, but very technically in Denton County.
Mm.
And there's no, like, Denton County Community College.
Yeah. Really.
If there is, it's in Denton.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to attend Brookhaven, which is just down the fucking street, it would be like...
a couple hundred more of class.
Yeah, it's like 350 a credit hour.
Yeah.
Whereas in it was like 75 at the time. It's gone up to like 150 now.
It's per still not hour. Too bad.
It's pretty expensive now.
Yeah, Sarah's about to start his second to last class.
When I started doing at TCC back in the day, it was $33 a credit hour.
Yeah, that's jumped a lot.
So, I mean, they need to do some serious reform.
I thought Sarah, like, just started, or is that much time flew by already?
He had, well, no.
Did they let him use his old credits? And okay,
cool. So he managed to, I think it was UTD, he managed to transfer, like, 47, 45 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's good.
Out of, like, the 65, I think you need for an associate.
Yeah, so he brought up most. He ended up needing, like, 5 classes.
That's cool.
Two of which were sciences, so they 4 instead of 3 hours. So he's got a speech class this, it's a short semester, it's like 5 weeks. So it's going to be.
He's doing spring mini-mester?
Well, he's doing the online classes for Brookhaven, so it's, they have all kinds of weird schedules. Some run 9 weeks, some run 5 weeks, some run...
5 week speech class, though, that's like several hours every day plus speeches.
Yeah. Yeah, it means he comes home, he does schoolwork, we might raid on WoW, and that's all he does.
Man.
Oh, it's a rough course. And then after that, he'll have, it's either sociology or something in that family that he has to do. Then he's done.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
God, I remember doing the last math course I needed. That was a fucking nightmare. Because I had literally hours of homework every night.
His first class is on his birthday. Happy birthday. and his last class wraps up like the day before we go to New Orleans.
Oh, well.
So it's going to be a rough couple weeks.
All right. Well, let's go to the next email.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and archive that. I'm trying to find it. Okay. You archived a couple of things. And like when I was trying to click it, it went away.
The one you're looking for is titled What Do.
Yeah. What Do. Hey, Notcast, I have a bit of a quandary. I'm 21, and my father hasn't been in my life for 18 of those years. Sounds like you're doing pretty good, then. However, about 2 weeks ago, my mother and I were on our way to my grandparents to celebrate my grandfather's birthday when we stopped at a convenience store. My mother went in to pick up some beer when she saw him, my father, behind her in line. She said hi, and he didn't recognize her. She brought him out to the car that I was sitting in, and we chatted for a while, and he said he invited me to come over and help fix up an old truck. I'm a mechanic, by the way. My father was in all meanings a deadbeat dad. He never paid child support, never contacted me for any reasons, birthdays, holidays, etc., and has two other children with two other women who he had no part in raising. Part of me doesn't want to see him again simply as a kind of fuck you. I've done everything in life without you, so why should I start seeing you now? But the other part of me doesn't want him to feel the same kind of abandonment that he caused me to feel. So what should I do? Your dip-spitting, ass-kicking, car-fixing, home-slice from the South, Dippy Koala. Be around him long enough to find out his medical history so that you're not sidewinded if you get some weird disease at 40.
Or your kids have it. You know, basically, yeah. You know, talk to him about his medical history, his parents, you know, and, you know, you might like the dude after you spend some time with him, despite him being an asshole.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least get the whole medical history.
I have a very negative opinion of dads because I had two and they were both shit. So that's why I'm like, you know, get his medical history and then tell him to fuck off. And I realize that is a very biased opinion.
Well, that's so, your opinion.
You know, hang out with him. Your mileage may vary. Maybe he got his shit together later in life and you might be able to form some kind of relationship. But I wouldn't let it weigh too heavily on you, no matter which way it goes.
And see, that's pretty much my tack, too, is like, talk to the guy. Don't think of him as your dad.
He's a dude.
He may have contributed 50% of your genetic code, but he ain't your dad.
And maybe parts of it is like some distant relative.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
the way some people might think of some weird cousin that they hadn't met before.
Yeah.
You know, you got some kind of genetic history, but you don't know the dude.
There's some linkage there, but it ain't important, really. So, I mean, if he turns out he's a shit, throw that away. You don't need that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, give him a chance, but don't, like, pin hopes and dreams on it.
Yeah.
Like Fuzz said, figure out if he's got anything, if he's got cancer or anything like that.
Yeah.
Get him talking about his side of the family. Get him to tell some stories about his folks.
What
have
you been
aunts.
Up to these last 20 years of my life, you know?
Yeah.
Without framing it like that, because that'll put him in a defensive mode. You don't want his guard up when you ask him questions like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
And if it doesn't work out, you know, just celebrate Father's Day by buying yourself something nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is what a buddy of mine and I always said we were going to do.
Okay, well, final email.
Okay.
Off topic. We didn't have a topic, so it's not off topic.
Topics are for casuals.
Questions for Savern Shiva and other video players. Sorry, Fuzz.
I'm out.
Mic drop. Look at that spike. Look at what you've done.
So I dropped my headphones on the table, and yeah, that made an impressive little jump in the waveform.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I was curious. I know that Savern plays WoW, and Shiva, too, if I remember correctly. You do. I was curious about their opinions on two things. One, the WoW tokens that Blizz has been talking about. And two, whatever they've tried, Terra Rising or another MMO. Replying on air. Oh, da-da-da, big fan. Let's see. WoW tokens, I like them. Won't lie. I think that they're a great idea. Basically, my take is there's some people who have the money to play and not the time to farm. And some people have plenty of time to farm and no money to pay to play. This kind of helps those to bridge gaps. If you can farm up cash, okay.
If you have a job that gets you cash and you don't want to farm gold or play the economy.
Yeah. Okay, great. You're set. And I also like the fact that it's a way to buy game time and gold that takes it out of gold farmers' hands.
Yeah, it will nuke. Well, it'll make gold from gold buyers way less lucrative, and I think it's fantastic.
Have you read up the whole system on how it work? How they're intending it to work?
Yeah, basically they're doing it like the cred system in mm-hmm. Wildstar. So the tokens only originate from people buying them.
Mm-hmm. From Blizzard directly.
And then they can put them on the AH, and the AH price is set.
And they
there
can't...
There is a prevailing price to sell and buy.
And once they're up, they can't be taken down. And they're sold in the offer in the order that they're put up for.
And once you get them, you can't sell them again.
Yeah.
So, I think it's all plot by Monsanto to destroy individual farmers.
What's good about this, see, I like games that have this system. I have done it in I have bought Plex and Eve with money I've earned in game. I have bought several creds in WildStar. I still have like two creds sitting on my account that's deactivated. That basically I had gotten pretty good at farming the money that I needed to get cred before everything server merged. And now they're like pretty crazy high because people aren't really buying them anymore. But I was able to pay for game time without actually paying real money. So I thought that was great. And there's people like Tieran who will never have to pay cash money for WoW ever again.
If he chooses to.
And the thing is, like, there's really not that many uses for gold right now in WoW.
Except to have, and I think that's partially why Tieran has so much.
And buying transmog pieces, the epics that drop out of that. But even then, the market for those is so random. I got the BOE, a really badass BOE fiery-looking staff for my shaman for like 250 gold. And it's something, some epic that was out of Firelands that I was like, this complements my transmog perfectly. And I paid 250 gold, and that's fucking nothing. But then there's other people selling, like, Tibu's Blazing Longsword or Swords of Wizardry or Blades of Wizardry for ridiculous amounts. Then again, I caught a Sword of Wizardry for, like, 1,500 gold. So my warrior had two flaming lightsabers to go with his fiery armor set.
It also depends on your server. Some server transmog markets not hopping. And like if you're smaller ones, you know, there's
Ravencrest Ulduman and so Rave Demand.
Yeah, versus Murdrastil.
It really depends. I don't know what the server makeup was, but I didn't play the market, but I never had really trouble with gold. My costs, I was very slowly making gold at level 100.
Siam used to really play the auction house, and he started playing the in a latest X-Fac again, and he just can't find really anything to make money on.
There's nothing, because there's only so many glyphs, and you don't need them after a certain point. There's no herb or ore market.
Because everybody's super saturated once they get their stuff up and running.
Don't even need to worry about leather because...
You're swimming in it.
Yeah, get a barn and you're getting, like, what, 8 pieces of leather every 4 hours and you don't need that much leather. And after a certain point, you can get the Savage Bloods and the Savage Blood market's probably saturated all to hell. I remember in a grand being kind of crazy like that. People kill stealing, motherfuckers. And so, yeah, it's just like they've made it so that professions are basically for you only.
Yeah.
So I'm not playing WoW right now. I'm playing Final Fantasy 14 has like 4 million registered accounts now. And they're like, have a free week. So I logged into that and playing around with my cat girl.
Yeah, I still have that. I mean, I'm mostly playing WoW now because of I've got a good group of raiders. I think if I didn't have it, I probably would be doing super casual or not playing it at all.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, like, I have a lot of other shit to do, so I don't have a lot of... I'm not devoting a lot of time to it, but it is fun to go and do the Final Fantasy as my, you know, lance-wielding cat girl with her attack chocobo.
Yeah, and I played that for a while, and then Warlords or something major dropped. I think it was the last patch of Pandas dropped, and that killed my 6.0. Final Fantasy. But before that... For playing other MMOs, I played Star Wars briefly.
I played that very briefly in the beta. One day, I said, this is shit, and uninstalled.
I liked it. I mean, I thought it was pretty. I thought it was well done. It just didn't hook. And then, of course, before WoW, I played Final Fantasy XI religiously.
I played XI for 1 month.
I played it for many, many years and did high-end raiding on it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That was fucking hardcore.
Yes. Yes, it was. I don't have that kind of time anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Type 4. Hardcore. So,
yeah. And I have not tried Terra.
Is it free to play?
It went free to play. It is a Korean MMO that got Americanified. It has sexy, super sexy cosmetic armor. giant sword wielding lolis. Basically it's contact based combat. So your weapon swing is your swing. So think kind of like Wildstar, they have the attack zones.
Oh, right, right, right.
So like if you hit somebody with your sword, it means you've hit them with your sword. And if you miss, you miss.
Mm-hmm.
So that was supposed to be the new hotness for a little while. Then people were like, oh, this is Korean. I don't like this grind fest.
See,
so there's about that.
Okay. Well.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up now. It's about 1.6 hours long. We'll stick a music in, so it'll be a little bit longer by the time you actually get this. And hopefully we didn't go all robot. I will review the audio at multiple points.
We're Robofanic, Yif, Crush, Destroy, Swag.
We really do try to put out a good product, and we're sorry that things got all fucked up. We're trying to fix it. Work with what we got until we can replace it. So, use our coupon code AdamEve.com, coupon code NOT. Buy yourself some dongs or dildos or whatever. Our coupon code will get you some free bonus stuff with your order. Still got to pay shipping.
Put it in your butt, yeah. Yeah,
buy something to stick in your butt or your friend's butt.
Or your butt butt.
It's not gay if the balls don't touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Coupon code BRO.
No.
Okay.
NOT. Coupon code NOT.
Yeah, N-O-T.
All right. So on that note,
good night.
And big balls.